Today's episode is sponsored by Sock Religious, offering fun and holy socks for everyday use or special occasions. Popular designs feature various saints, Mary Our Mother, to name a few. Visit sockreligious.com or the link in the show notes for 10% off an entire order, one use per customer, using the code RUA at checkout. Thank you for supporting this incredible Catholic business, listeners. Here's today's story. Hi, listeners. Jules here. Before we begin, I wanted to offer a bit of a disclaimer before our episode today. Today's story involves the loss of a child. We wanted to offer this disclaimer in case there are any listeners who might find this topic too painful to listen to. Thank you. And please use this opportunity to pray for our storyteller and those who have had to face the devastating reality of the loss of a child. Heather is a Colorado girl who is happiest in the mountains. She fell in love with her Midwest hunk of a husband during her higher ed study of theology. She has earned an undergraduate degree in theology from the College of St. Benedict, followed by a master's degree in systematic theology from St. John's University. Heather went from a decade-long career at one of Forbes' top 100 companies to being a stay-at-home mom in Switzerland. She is finding a rhythm of the loving and caring of her four children, three living daughters, and her son in heaven, while also learning how to pay bills, read road signs, and buy groceries in Swiss German. You can follow her family's adventures and walk through grief on Instagram with the name Travels and Tutus. Listeners, we ask that you sit with us, pray with us, and learn with us as we listen to Heather's story of faith on our shared journey to the cross.
Spring is showing up in a bold and arrogant way this week, flaunting every inch of her shiny self while she struts across the catwalk right in front of me. Her cloudless skies, skin-burning sun, singing birds, lovely aroma of blooming flowers, and her warm afternoon wind whispering into my children's ears to strip off their sweaters and find buckets of water for the sandpit. The change of season feels like a sexy new woman walking into my house to steal my husband and my kids from me while I lay in my pajamas for the third day in a row, completely unkept. I hate her and her flirtatious ways that invite us to embrace change and celebrate new life. I don't want a new life. I want my old life, when my baby boy was still here. At the same time, I need this sultry season just as much as my family members. I've spent all of autumn and winter lying in the dark, cold, lonely cave of grief. This place of solitude has been holy in its own right. It was a safe space to try and make sense of Basil's death and tend to my broken heart. It was a sacred space for hot, angry tears to fall when I held tight to my son's plush lovey, pretending it was him. It was a place that brought me comfort after I would push myself to bring love and joy to my three living daughters. It was the space my husband could enter and show his own heartache. I loved my dark cave, but the truth is, the dark place was beginning to consume me and suck all the life out of me, despite the fake face I put on when I briefly stepped out of the cave. By spending so much time thinking about death and how much it had destroyed my entire world, I began to see myself as destroyed and believed my soul was scorched beyond repair. I was making my entire identity all about my son's death. I stopped participating in life and had zero remorse about it because I thought the death of my son excused me from it all. I was choosing to focus on death, which shut me out from the fountain of love. I refused to accept love, and in return, I had little love to give, especially to those I didn't know. I intentionally avoided the new families at my kids' small school because I was too distraught to muster up small talk, assuming there could be no foundation for genuine friendship because these new people in my life didn't know what I had been through. I was skipping mass because I became a weeping spectacle by the responsorial, and it hurt too much to catch the curious glances that fell on me. I was becoming a new person and not someone I recognized or liked. Shortly after spring showed up, I sat alone in the still of the night and had the clear thought that for the rest of my life, I was excused from participating because of my son's death. He would be my excuse to keep shutting out the world. But just as fast as this thought entered my brain, the rest of my entire being was consumed by the deepest feeling of disgust. Never in my life had I been comfortable playing the victim, and I wasn't going to accept that role now. I thought my cave was sealed tight and impermeable to the light of life. But it turns out her brightness was seeping in through the cracks, and for the first time, I could see my pitiful surroundings. She found me, no matter how far I tried to hide. It also turns out spring was not her, but him. The Jesus who walked out of his own tomb, stepped into mine, headed straight toward me, offered me a hand, and helped me walk out of my own tomb, away from the grasps of death. All I had to do was reach for Jesus and rest in God's embrace. I will spend the rest of Lent meditating on the image of God holding me like an infant, bringing me comfort and calm, while I wail and weep. Already, I can see the crusted ash of my scorched soul begin to peel back and love begin to pulse through my veins again. I know there will be times that I have to go back into my cave, but right now, it's monumental to be able to flash a genuine smile of happiness towards the strangers I pass on the street, the cashier at the grocery store, and especially the new families at my kids' school. Opening myself back up to love allows me to live and bloom like the flowers and trees I'm surrounded by, even if I'm missing a limb this year.
By Carol Hauslander. By your heaviness and fear at Gethsemane, comfort the oppressed and those who are afraid. By your loneliness facing the passion while the apostles slept, comfort those who face evil alone while the world sleeps. By your persistent prayer in anguish of anticipation, Strengthen those who shrink from the unknown. By your humility, Lord, taking the comfort of angels, give us grace to help and to be helped by one another and in one another to comfort you, Jesus Christ. Amen.